Congratulations to Bad Business on their 50th episode. Really excited for these guys to give you guys a banger, right? Everybody tune in.
Where's our new theme song?
Oh, man. Okay, Bobby and I are still working on that.
Yo, you're lying to me. Bobby, you're not working on anything.
We just got back, bro.
That's right. This was a gotcha interview.
All right, yo. They got me. They got me.
All right. Thank you, Bato.
What's up, Bad Business family? You know it's your girl, Krista B here, and I am so proud of you guys. You guys are moving, shaking, and y'all not letting anybody stand in y'all way. Ooh. Stand on business, okay? Make sure y'all keep standing on business.
Uh-huh.
It's your girl, Krista B, and congratulations.
Thank you, Krista.
How the hell did Bad Business last 50 episodes? Who are you guys? What the hell is happening to society today? Congratulations. But I'm worried.
I'm worried.
Hey, yo, Bad Business, congratulations! Congratulations, bitches!
Inventado.
Just make sure you get your colonoscopy checked out. Give your doctor a nice big cough.
Them. Aww.
Pete, take care of boys. Make sure they're healthy.
Facts. And many, many years of more success. Love you guys.
Love them.
Thank
Love
you.
You.
Love you too.
Congratulations on your 50th episode of Bad Business Podcast. I need to be a guest.
She's on air now.
On the podcast.
This is on air talent supporting us.
First episode.
Oh, hell yeah.
But y'all deserve it. Congratulations. Hey, Barack.
Hey.
Bad Business Boys.
Oh, fuck me then.
Salam alaikum.
Oh,
shit.
Know, that's a sign.
Yeah, yeah.
Incredible.
His voice is so
are we doing Ramadan again?
In the office, having pizza during Ramadan. That was a special episode.
Good call.
Love you.
Appreciate y'all. Ramadan's coming back again. I don't know if you want to do a little anniversary.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Yes, you will.
But peace and blessings to y'all. Love and light. Have a good one.
There we go. 50 episodes. Oh! Hell yeah.
That was awesome. Makes me want to cry.
Yeah.
Congratulations, boys.
You know, they say for your 50th anniversary, that's supposed to be you get someone something golden as a gift.
Well, instead you got a bunch of nice people saying stuff.
And that's gold.
And that's not the end of it, because by the time this episode comes out, we will have multiple video selfies sent from our close friends of the podcast. We have congratulations
from hell yeah, they recorded
HD Bin Dope, LaRange, Nimlo, Shane Z.
Oh, yeah.
They all sent in nice messages, and by the time this episode will be heard, they will be out there.
Fire.
LaRange. That's nice. HD.
HD does. He likes us.
He does.
He likes us. He was the first to send it in. Second to send it in.
Oh, that's fucking
behind AKA The Dark Knight.
Okay.
Who also sent one in.
Oh.
But his was upside down.
Oh, we can fix that.
Because he's a bat.
No, I kept it upside down because I figured that was true to what he wanted.
Andrew, love you, Brody.
I edited it.
An artistic decision.
I edited it and put it the right way. I was like, that's not what he wanted. If he wanted it to be upright, he would have sent it upright. I respect his creative decision, but that's welcome hard. To Bad Business.
Yo.
Who are you?
Yo, this is Barack.
This is Danny.
Producer Pete.
And this is the 50th.
The 50th time you heard this intro.
And with our special guest is the man who's been on more episodes than anyone else.
The sixth man of Bad Business.
Officially, unofficially.
Say your name.
Your boy JD.
Jack Danny.
Has entered the chat.
And one of our favorite guests
of
all time. Danny's replacement.
Ming Fai Chen.
Ming Fai Chen. Ming Fai Chen. Ming Fai Chen.
He's one of our absolute favorite, and
he's
nice enough.
He's going to be debuting a new segment later.
Yep. And
Ming's Things.
He's technically been on four episodes, I believe. He was on the episode where he replaced you.
Oh,
he was
shit.
And we've also called him on a number of episodes.
I think it was on the LaRange episode we called him, no?
Yeah, I believe
yeah, I think we called him. What are you doing? What are you feeling like?
We would just catch him randomly off guard. He's like outside and shit. Hey, near traffic.
The thing is, he always picked up, and he's always down.
So not to show people how the meat is made, but I always text him and be like, hey, can you come on for a second?
Okay.
Oh,
you didn't want to bother him. You're nice enough. So, 50th episode, new year, right? We got a lot of things going on.
Do you guys want, I'll break the bad news to the listeners, or the good news, is that this is the last episode under the current format.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Wait, so we're going to still do the
Can you explain format. What that means? I don't know what that means. I'm stupid.
You are stupid. so... The current format goes three current events, game, bad business segment, and then evergreen.
So you're killing the game?
I'm killing everything.
I like the games.
Just everything. Pow.
Everything's dead. This will be
execution style?
This will be the last time
you didn't get last words.
Anyone hears New York Classic Moments. This will be the last
time. Well, I hate that song you made for New York.
This will be the last time anyone hears Danny Sports Minute.
Oh, I have a good sports minute.
Do it.
Oh, wait, it's in my notes.
There you go. You're missing your minute. Oh. You're blowing it. You're
40 seconds left.
Time is running out.
Hey, the Detroit Lions fall in the AFC Finals. The Chiefs win the AFC Finals. We got a Taylor Swift Super Bowl.
Yeah, we do.
We got a fucking Taylor Swift Super Bowl.
That's not
going to
happen.
What do you mean? They're already going to the Super Bowl. What are you talking about?
No, it's Usher Super Bowl. Go ahead.
It's Taylor Swift Super Bowl. The Knicks win eight in a row, and they're currently third in the East over the 76ers.
Yeah, whatever.
Wow. Only behind the Bucks and the Celtics. Ben Simmons makes his return for the Nets. He's already injured again. And that was Danny's sports minute, the last one ever.
Wow.
Put a gunshot. You have a gunshot?
Rest in peace to Danny's sports minute. We don't have a gunshot.
Kill that. You gotta get a gunshot because we're gonna kill all these segments today.
More updates.
Putting them down.
That should have been something we talked about beforehand. I don't even remember what these buttons are.
You know, we need more updates. The best shitting and farting song just came out.
What are you talking about?
You think you can shit, bitch? Fart.
You're not even a fart.
The best song since Make It
Clap. I go on hard.
The best shitting and farting song since Making It Clap, Ether, and also Started From The Bottom.
Listen, she's a baddie. She do what you want.
All these songs about shitting and farting.
Imagine being like an actual artist and just trying your hardest every day and just getting rejected, and you hear this.
This is literally Bent by 401, 41.
You're not even the fart.
This is the best shitting and farting song ever.
There's a song.
High in here?
Did it on him. Shitted on him.
Shitted on him.
It's Doo-Doo Brown.
Yeah, Doo-Doo Brown.
Doo-Doo Brown.
How'd you miss Doo-Doo Brown?
I said Make It Clap, Started From The Bottom. Hot in here.
That's
Ether.
Not a shit song.
Wait, whoa.
Started From The Bottom.
I don't think that was an ass reference.
It's not actually about
those
doo-doo.
Are all great.
Those are butt references.
Wait,
not
Make It Clap
references.
Is like...
It's fart.
I just hate
butt
that.
Butt doesn't
I feel
even
like
fart.
I have to support
parentheses
her.
Parentheses is fart.
Hey, let me say
shitting
this
shitting and farting music, bro.
No, she... This song, yes, objectively...
What about Sir Mix-a-Lot? Is that a butt song?
There we go. There you got it. See, you caught it. I'm talking about farts. Shitting is also on the table.
But the other songs, how is the ether?
Gas. Fart.
Just
that was a reach.
That is not what it is.
That was a reach.
That was dull.
That's what you
long,
had?
Fuck JG.
I just farted on your mom.
Yeah.
I do remember not saying that, actually. There are poop and fart songs.
Hey,
you
come
just
on. Cut me some slack. Those were good. Make it clap. Started from the bottom.
It's not.
No, it's not you, good. What do you got?
You could use a little bit.
Nothing
more
Danny Sports Minute.
Another Danny Sports Minute.
Get out of here.
I like your Sports Minute.
There's not a lot of poop and fart songs.
There's
in
things,
general.
I'm telling you, this is the best of the fucking millennium. We got
my doo-doo hole brown. Or my butthole, booty hole brown.
My booty hole brown.
That one, that's a poop song.
That's not even the name of the song. Sexy booty red. Hole brown?
Yeah, but it's
called Pound Town.
Well, it's Pound Town, but you know.
That's a great porn star name.
Pound Town?
Booty Hole Brown. First name Booty Hole.
I think
last name Brown.
That's not bad.
I think Brown? A better...
What's your name? Booty Hole.
Porn name would be Super Spreader.
Hey, Miss Brown.
Hey, Miss Brown. That's what? Booty Hole to you.
Danny Deep Drills is my porn name, personally.
I don't think I have a porn name.
He comes up.
I don't think anyone should have a porn name.
Unless they're
in porn. It just happens.
Unless they're in porn.
It just happens.
Danny's...
No, just me? Okay.
Yeah, he's been trying out for a long time.
Have you?
Yeah, they just... They don't know. They make me hold the cameras.
A lot of Pilates.
They don't add you
like
a
Bikram. Towel boy.
They don't like.
I'm like the towel boy. I tell.
I've seen those. Like, yo, come in.
Yeah, wipe it down.
Well, there's a lot of Bikram Pilates.
OnlyFans is like SoundCloud. They have thinking anyone can be a porn star.
It's true.
You have SoundCloud. Everyone thinks they can.
That's
rap.
That's true. That's fucking good.
Because you're not a. To me, the same with rapper. You're not a rapper till you get a deal. or you make a bunch of money rapping. Mm-hmm. Same thing with OnlyFans.
Well, they're going indie.
You're not doing indie.
They can make money on OnlyFans without doing sexual things. It can't.
Hey, get your butts together, motherfucker. How about that?
I think actually OnlyFans has a lot of potential as a direct-to-consumer platform.
Well,
it's okay.
Not being looked at.
You know, it's funny. It was supposed to be like workouts. People selling workouts. Now it just turned into a porn website.
When has anybody did?
It's kind of like
workout?
Patreon.
Before it was Who? Fucking before.
Before what?
Before porn.
Before
OnlyFans.
DJ Khaled and Fat Joe, they launched OnlyFans together back in 2001. 2021.
And it was fucking
2001, right after 9/11. They're like, what can bring the... Well, there's a
Fat
new,
Joe's dick.
There's a new Twin Towers.
Let's spin this. So look, Nicki and Megan are beefing a lot now. How do you guys feel about that?
I don't even know what's happening.
Have you guys listened to the records?
What's your stance on this? She just like talking like, you think you the queen?
Fragment foot bitch. You see that live stream? She went on live stream and like spazzed out and just kept repeating insane words
but
over
real
and over.
But
why? What happened?
Holds the medal.
Because, I can run it back. They've had simmering beef ever since Wet Ass Pussy.
Yeah, WAP.
And
you could just say that. You know that. You can just say WAP. The song's
so wait.
Since Wet Ass Pussy.
So Nicki feels that she's siding with Cardi B and betrayed her?
Of course. Yeah. Anybody.
This is like in geopolitical terms.
That's a typical
terms,
move from 50 Cent.
This is a
geopolitical term.
This is exactly
this
what
is a proxy
means.
War.
It's a proxy.
This isn't about man.
It's Munchenhausen.
Yeah.
It's Munchenhausen.
I always
Where's
doubt.
Where's Gypsy? Go ahead.
But she's just mad at the Cardi B stuff, and then... There was lingerings of beef. And then Megan came out with this song, Hiss, that was dissing Drake, Tory Lanez, haters in general.
It's a bunch of rich women complaining.
Did she go to a party? I feel like she went at a party.
Yeah, went at a party with her ex. And then she had one line specific to Nicki Minaj about don't be worried about Megan, be worried about Megan's Law.
Which
because
is amazing.
Both her brother and her husband. Oh,
did she actually get shot in the foot or something like that? Did
Who?
She? Megan?
Well, Megan Thee Stallion did get shot.
This
in the
is
foot.
Like.
You
this,
know this.
This is like JFK's magic bullet all over again. What? Everyone's just doubting and throwing like, no, she didn't. And
everyone's a hater. I mean, those Tory Lanez fans are rabid.
The discussion starts. Well, everyone's discussion has started because of Nicki's diss. Because
this
is
my
so
prediction
terrible.
that Megan's gonna shoot someone.
No. Well, was that one of your predictions?
Megan shoot somebody. That?
Did we get one of the predictions right?
No.
Already?
No.
I think Brock had one, but he didn't say it, and it came
the
true.
The fart.
No. No, never mind. Forget it. I'm thinking about,
it was about Ice Spice farts. Or
no,
something
it was
like
about
that.
Ice Spice being pregnant, but she's not pregnant. All right, keep on going.
Anyway,
oh yeah, because she had that pregnancy hoax.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, the discussion has started because Nicki's diss track was so bad.
It was horrible.
It was horrible.
It was like spoken word,
and people call her immature.
She is immature. She's a 42-year-old
woman.
It's funny because
her husband, accurate. Her husband Ken,
yeah.
was like, I think it's sexy when she's immature.
Yeah.
Which is weird
because he's a registered sex offender.
Yeah, because he likes immature.
Yeah.
Or he likes to gaslight people.
But he raped someone when he was also underage, right?
Allegedly. I don't know.
It was a 14-year-old.
Either way, if you fuck a 14-year-old.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing is he likes him immature. And he likes.
But wasn't
Nicki
he like the same
immature.
Age, too? I'm not like condoning
He had
it
to
or
be
anything.
18 to okay. get become a registered sex okay. offender. Okay. So.
Oh, so you're saying he was he was immature as well.
Yeah. But I'm not making excuses. Jesus if you're, Christ. I'm just gonna believe the system if it calls you a registered sex offender.
If the system says you did it, you did it. I don't. I'm not.
You had to go through court to get that label. You
know? Can you go to the school that their kid goes to?
She can't. He can't go within like 500
oh, wow.
feet of a school.
So like he can't go to like performances,
yeah,
or graduation,
nothing like that,
or
like forever.
Yeah,
he can't drop her off at her
exactly.
prom.
And the big thing is how we really know Megan
career
won the
day.
Beef. How we really know Megan won the beef. Is that Megan never said Nicki's name.
Yeah.
She just said the Megan's Law line.
Subs.
And then Nicki Minaj lost her mind online from Friday straight through today. She's in TikTok comments of strangers.
Yeah. It's fueled by cocaine.
Honestly,
I think she does. Cocaine. I think it would be pills. And allegedly. I think it would be more pills. It's real pill behavior.
We got to watch what we say because she could come at us too.
I don't care.
It's up for anyone.
Hit me with a train. Anyone can. I don't care.
That Megan's Law line is so fire. I'm not going to front. That is so fire.
You don't think it's? You don't think that the line, walk on your good foot, Bigfoot.
I mean,
that's what Nikki said.
Yeah, that was all of it.
It was terrible.
Anyway, so...
Oh, I heard that actually Megan Thee Stallion's mom's grave is... increased security because they leaked its location online.
They leaked the location of her dead mother.
And the barbs piss on it.
The barbs are going to, like, fucking dig her up and just do shit with her corpse.
Do you guys love anything enough to desecrate a corpse?
No.
I don't think so. I don't think I care about anything.
In the name of someone that I love?
Yeah, but I don't think anything would...
Still!
I don't think anything would elicit that reaction out of me.
A rap beef? I'm going to dig your mom's grave up.
Like, I'm trying to think. My favorite rapper is probably Lil Wayne. I'm not going to a casket. I'm not going to a cemetery over anything that Lil Wayne does.
You're going to take a plane to a casket? I think people, to a burial site?
I know people, like, always vandalize Jim Morrison's grave for some reason.
And we talked about that grave in France that you could grind on for fertility, right?
Oh, I've seen that.
We talked about that a couple episodes ago.
Like the guy in Saltburn that he's fucking the grave?
You seen the movie?
I didn't see that. I
saw bits and pieces and I
that
read
that. Fucking movie, stupid.
I read the plot on Wikipedia.
It's a girl movie.
It's a fucking definitely a girl movie.
The ladies love
Saltburn.
I
don't want to say it.
Yeah. It's a gross ass movie, right? There's gross shit happening.
Producer B said it.
It's just because the Jacob Elordi guy.
I just said it was stupid.
It's so sexy.
No. I just noticed that a lot of women really like that
movie.
That
means it's nasty and gross.
I think it's
it's nasty and gross.
It gives me
it's a dumb
what
story.
Is that fucking sex movie? 50 Shades of Grey.
They love that
it's,
shit.
It's the new 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
And this
is
coming from someone who's seen neither movie.
Yeah, I read the plot on Wikipedia like I did with the Barbie movie because I knew I had no interest in seeing it, but I just want to know what it's about.
The Barbie
so more in current events. The mother of my children.
Overshot.
So Ariel, the mother of my children. Her family could just they flew from California.
Also, the star of Little Mermaid.
Yes. If you guys didn't know, I'm.
He fucks the mermaid.
He
fucked the mermaid.
Yeah.
Go on, keep going.
Chloe Bailey. what was I going to say? So her parents was like, yo, we could have come from California just for a weekend. Can you combine the kids' birthdays? Yeah. So we picked the perfect day in between, and we threw a big bash. Yeah. I invited the homies.
Is she like my Squishmallow Nas?
They're throwing it around. They're wrestling with it. Anyway, that's not the point of it. The point of it is the party got turned.
I believe it.
The first house party I ever threw in my house turned into a fucking official adult.
It was for a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old.
3-year-old, 6-year-old, this shit got turned.
There was
we put Royal Rumble on.
Royal Rumble.
Me and Danny were wrestling.
I saw you guys wrestling.
People were fucking around.
There was
at the kids' party?
It was lit.
A 3- and a 6-year-old, there was an ungodly amount of tequila.
Dude, it was lit. It was fucking lit.
I'm pissed I missed it.
There was like five trips to the liquor store.
Yeah, what?
I don't know why.
Where were the kids?
I don't know why.
They've been running around.
Coat room, running around, everything.
Hey, stay in there. We're turning up back here.
There was valid everywhere. But it was fucking turnt, bro.
There was a dog shitting in the living room.
That brought up the conversation. Me and Dave was like, yo, you didn't tell me you had a dog here?
There were two dogs. One of them just walked in the living room, took a shit, and just kept it pushing. And then someone had to
Whose
come and
dogs
clean it
were
up.
That?
I don't like dogs, first of all. Let me just tell you this. I do not like dogs.
Hell yeah.
I don't. They stink. Anyway, so...
Oh, yeah, you're a cat guy.
I didn't expect us to agree on that.
So, recently...
He's Muslim. They don't like dogs.
Oh, sure. We have dogs, but not in the house. Mm. That's the rule.
Okay.
Because they fend off, like, from spirits. They could be either the good or bad.
The chupacabras?
No, chupacabras are aliens.
Okay, keep going.
Whatever.
Anyway.
Let's just push right past that. Yeah, I'm not entertaining it.
Good job, Danny.
Thank you. Ariel's grandma passed, and she was watching a dog, and no one's able to watch the dog. So now we have, like, this 90-year-old in dog years chihuahua.
105 in dog years.
105
just
in dog years.
Just, like,
years,
creeping up, like...
With no teeth. This dude is a bitch. I fucking hate him, and I have him in my house. And he's a bitch.
What's his
name?
Like
he bites you?
Peanut. Yeah. Very Puerto Rican. Isn't that your name?
That's my family's nickname for me.
You know? Yeah. It's such a Puerto Rican name,
that's
dude. That's
very sweet.
What?
That's like endearing.
To him?
Because I was a bald baby. My head was shaped like a peanut.
Hey, that's peanut.
Bald baby babies.
Mira, look at peanut.
Yeah, I love peanut.
If someone yelled peanut outside, I would look.
Oh, shit. Like,
so, yeah. Peanut. I have peanut in my house. He has no teeth. And when he bites me, he sucks me. He gives me hickeys, bro.
He sucks me.
Fuck that bitch, bro. And the thing is,
these bitches over here just...
My dream
biting and sucking.
I just want one good kick. Oh. Either like...
You want to murder him.
Either like him... No, not murder. I want him to stand sideways and just give him a lift. Like,
didn't the dog shit in your bed at one point?
No. The thing is, I took him outside to take his shit. He took his shit outside. He sat on my chair. You know how, like, a dad... I'm a dad.
Yeah.
Dads have their chairs.
Oh, the dad chair. Yeah.
I have my chair.
It's sacred.
He sat on the chair and did one of those grinds the dog did and shit stained through it.
Oh.
I'm like, man. Bitch...
Peanut
and I'm scared
up.
To touch him because he sucks me all the time.
So
he
sucks.
So
you're
he's no teeth.
You're basically just stuck with the dog until the dog dies.
I got no choice.
Wait, whose dog? How did you get this dog?
I told you, the grandma passed away,
And it was the grandma's dog.
Grandma's dog.
And officially, it was her dog when she was younger. She had it when it was a baby, and people passed it around, and it eventually landed on the grandma's lap. The grandma was watching it. She passed. R.I.P. Grandma. And Damn. Then the dog Don't had nowhere to go. He's going to put the clapping button.
He didn't know which button was which, so he just didn't even... Yeah. He backed off of it.
He said, you know what? He's a piece of fucking asshole.
I didn't do anything. I'm a piece of fucking asshole.
Oh, you're a piece of piss. Anyway, so look, I want a good kick. Still, look, this is my dream. Him standing sideways.
You thought about this.
I did.
He probably thinks about it every day.
I want him standing sideways, so I kick him kind of on the belly, but when I connect, I kind of stop. And don't like no impact and just get full lift on him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
You get underneath and kind of scoop him a little
and
bit.
Scoop him
knock
far,
him,
far.
Knock him on his side.
Potentially catch, and when he's in the air, I'll decide.
Isn't he blind?
He's also blind.
Oh my God. So wait. He's blind, but he's sucking you?
He sucks me, dude.
He can't see.
Yeah, what is he sucking?
No, he has.
He's
he
feeling
has,
around
he
for Braille.
He has good, good close view. He could view me close.
He smells.
Obviously, he sucks me with precision.
He thinks your pores are Braille.
Oh, this guy's nice.
It's a good book. I'm reading.
It's a good book.
He's a bitch.
Did I tell you that after the three, we were all hanging out, the four of us, when I was at the Bronx Brewery. When I left, I saw a man get kicked in the face and knocked out. It was one.
You told me about that. What happened?
I called one of you immediately.
You did.
Yeah, he called me.
And I might have texted you guys.
I was too drunk to even like.
So I was walking to the subway, and it's that major road headed right to the Williamsburg Bridge. And a homeless man was, this is what I saw. This was the start of the interaction I saw. A homeless man was clinging to this regular man's leg. As the regular
that's
man.
That's fucked up to describe him like that. Yeah,
well, that's
regular
homeless,
and homeless.
Regular?
Would you call being homeless regular? That's about 1% of the country.
Well, in New York.
There's still not a...
You know what? You know what gets me mad about homeless people in New York? I'm sorry.
All right.
Why are you going to stay in New York if you're homeless?
Where else are they supposed to go?
Just go somewhere warmer.
To warm, yeah.
Go down to Florida.
I swear to God, I'll walk.
You need money to get to Florida.
You could walk it. You're homeless.
You can survive.
Walk to Florida?
Yeah, you got nothing else going on.
Once again, Fox News Danny coming up.
I'm just saying. Like,
hey, get the fuck out of here.
Build that wall. Build that wall.
Why would you stay here?
They took our jobs.
No, the winters here are brutal.
He makes a good point.
Why would you do that to yourself?
You can have no food.
Oh no.
You can have no food for a month.
There's so much food.
You can
here.
Go fishing down.
You're
in
here because there's
fuck
more
it.
Food.
Fuck it. No.
There's
no,
stuff here.
No.
You just want to be a bougie New York bum.
At least you can fish.
I'm homeless, but at least I'm homeless in New York.
You can get your own food in the Everglades. At these natural places, you can get free food.
But they kick you out of those places. You can't just show up at the Everglades.
At a park, you can't go to a park.
What do you think a whole park ranger's job is?
Go to a park and barbecue. What?
You can't. You could catch fish. You don't need anything.
The main thing that park rangers do is kick people out of the park.
All I'm saying is if I was homeless, God forbid, I wouldn't stay in New York and deal with the fucking winters up here. I'd just walk south. Walk.
There's people fishing in Van Cortlandt. Yeah,
they're dumb.
I just walk south.
They're dumb people.
Anyway.
Wait, what else you got going on?
I'm just walk south.
I'm
just walk down I-95 all the way down.
I got to get a new ID if I go to
Florida. Asking for order in the court. Order in the court. Go ahead with your story with the kicking.
So the homeless man was hanging off of the regular man's leg.
Oh my God.
And he's trying to just scoot him into the street. I don't know these people. They're both strangers. I'm describing them the best I can. Mm-hmm. So he's just trying to scoot into the street on the crosswalk on that major road headed to the
Williamsburg regular man Bridge. Or the homeless man?
The regular man's walking, homeless man.
Were they both white?
I just wanted to continue to say that.
Both were off white.
Okay.
So they're both dirty.
Oh, he could have just been dirty from no being homeless. Said.
They must have been both homeless.
He had a nice coat of grime on him.
That guy, the homeless man, I think was white. The non-homeless man was something else.
Oh, he just doesn't have an ethnicity.
I was drunk. I'm homeless. Not clocking ethnicities like you.
Okay.
I'm not you.
Okay.
I'm not. Right. I don't look at someone and go, "What is that? Where are they from? Get a paper bag. Do they pass the test?"
I mean, if I see a Puerto Rican having a fight, I might jump in and help him regardless.
That's sick.
I wasn't getting
That's
involved.
That's sickening.
Either way.
Anyway.
Homeless man hanging on regular man's leg. Regular man's dragging him out into the crosswalk. He clearly doesn't want to fight, but this man's hanging on to his leg. That's what I start to see. I don't know how he got on the leg. But then the guy, the homeless man, stands up. Squared up to the guy, and they're just face to face. And regular guy throws a front head kick, connects square in his fucking head.
Did he look trained?
No. No, he looked like he just didn't want to touch him with his hands. And the kick hits him right in the fucking forehead. Down.
Knockout.
I'm the only one.
Wait, regular guy kicked.
Regular guy kicks the homeless man.
Oh, shit, that guy has some
balls. Was it like a HBK kick where he leaned back? Or
no,
like
John Jones.
Switch in music?
UFC front kick.
UFC just standing like this.
A front kick.
Straight to the head. The guy goes down.
That's awesome.
Stays down.
Undertaker?
And then the guy who throws the kick looks upset with himself because he just knocked out a homeless man. That's not happy. Nothing good happens.
Oh. Fucked up.
You guys have to go home.
And anyway. I was the only passerby. I was the only witness that was not in a car because this happened at a red light in front of a bunch of cars. Guy gets knocked out. Cars start honking. Like, what?
Hey. Yeah. Was it cheers or was it what?
Yeah, everyone was like, what? People just honking and yelling in their cars. And I'm the closest one to it. It's the distance between me and JD right now when the kick happens. Because I'm walking up.
So he mean.
Ah.
Yeah. And then the
and
guy
then he
walks
was just overcome with guilt.
The guy walks away upset and he's like holding his head. He's like, I don't know what just, and I'm hearing him mutter to himself. And I turn and I'm trying to make sure the homeless man's not in the street for when the light turns green. But
that's fatality.
The knockout was he was knocked out and on the ground for 5 seconds.
He hit him with a fucking environmental KO.
Stood up.
Jeff Vendetta, fight for New York.
Homeless man, after 5-10 seconds, stands up like nothing happened and just kind of walks away.
Just picks a new target.
And me and the kicker went down into the subway. I didn't want to say anything to him because I didn't want to be a part of it, you know. But I just witnessed it all and just had to go home. It was the most. It was one of the most amazing.
You
could have
made him
seen.
Feel. Just tell him you did what you had to do.
I didn't see the interaction start.
The man's going on the train.
You know what this reminds me of? I was on the train. There was a whole, you know, the court, like if you go on the yellow seats, you know, the trains with the yellow seats is usually the D, the B, the
crack
one,
open that door.
Two. Yeah. Well, that two is updated, but no, two is not. So those trains at the end of those trains, there's like a 4-seater and a good enough distance for someone to lay down.
Yes.
Okay. So I was already on the train. Someone was laying down, homeless guy was laying down, obviously. And a group of tourists, a bunch of tourists, Caucasian tourists came in. And they were all just staring at the homeless guy. Like, it was like a fucking, oh, what is this, right? Yeah. And they were just staring at him. No one's communicating with each other. Staring at him. And the homeless guy just goes, and starts scratching his balls. And in unison, everybody goes, oh. I just thought, I was listening to music, and I was watching my videos on IG. I just, I heard that, and I was like, this is everything. He goes, he scratches his head, his hands on his butt.
I've seen a fully naked homeless man on the subway stand up. He was under a blanket and it's just flaccid long penis hanging down and he's stretching.
Big dick. you should make OnlyFans with him. You could be red.
I was scared. I thought he was gonna get up and charge someone.
I got a business opportunity for you.
Wait, you won't be home as much longer. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our favorite segment, Ming's Things.
Ming's Things.
Let's go.
Ming, get on the mic, baby.
What do you have to tell us about?
That one. He just shoved a bunch of Cheetos in his face.
I'm just shoving Cheetos on my face.
What? Tell us, year. What are some of Ming's things?
Right here. What are some Ming things?
I was wondering what song was on. Funky Town? Hell yeah!
The official song of Ming's things.
Funky Town stories.
We can't talk about Funky Town here.
What are some of Ming's things?
I think you guys know more about me than I do.
Yeah?
What?
Yeah,
what do you mean?
Karaoke.
Karaoke.
I know karaoke.
We know karaoke.
Ming is the king of karaoke.
For me to say that.
Absolutely. Like, look,
listeners, yes, Ming is Asian, obviously, but he has.
What do you mean, obviously?
I think so.
I know tons of black people named Ming.
We have pictures of him. Anyway, no, but he's been infamous at these karaoke clubs. And before we recorded, I asked him, "Yo, can we go to one of your spots?" He's been turned up.
He is.
Sometimes.
Dude, obviously, you were not going to record.
What's your go-to karaoke song? If you needed a showstopper.
That's a good question.
You're putting me. I know a lot of artists out there. You're putting me on the spot.
I have one go-to guaranteed karaoke song. Always.
He's a videographer. He's got you handled.
Yeah. Oh, press the red button.
Come on, Ming. Give us one Ming's thing, for God's sake.
I think mine is Wanted Dead or Alive by Bon Jovi.
We need always. One Ming
I can kill that one.
Yeah, I want one Ming thing. It could be anything. It's your segment.
Yeah. What's a new tech? New candy?
No, where are
you? You guys have to stay tuned for that.
No, come on. Give us something, Ming. What do you like to eat? What are some of Ming's things?
Oh, what's a new craving?
Oh, I like pasta.
Oh! I like pasta. That's a new thing.
Ming likes pasta.
It's fucking pasta.
Crossing racial boundaries.
How about
producer Pete's territory?
Yeah.
All right. I see you at a lot of these events. What are some of the cool events that you've been to recently?
Oh, yeah, recently.
Yeah, like I've been to concerts. I've been to raves.
Gotta get more specific.
Gotta be more specific.
Yeah. Oh, God. No, something recently that has happened that you were like, oh,
can we,
shit,
can
that
we
was
tell
a good
them
night.
About the Fun Flex thing?
Yes, that's
absolutely.
Funny.
Absolutely.
That's a funny story.
We love our coworkers.
So I was. Yeah. Jason saw me on. Hang out with Fun Flex, and then he was like, oh, go say hi. We're with Bad Business.
Yeah.
Guess what?
Because you're our team.
Exactly.
Ming's he's a bad business guy.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I came over and said hello, and he just stared at me, and he smiled.
Well, he shouted us out to Funk Flex.
Well, that's because he loves Bad Business.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to put a round of applause for Flex.
Let's go.
So, pasta, Flex event, that was Ming's Things. Am I telling you?
Ladies
am I right?
and gentlemen, that was Ming's Things.
Let's go.
Yo, fucking spicy rigatoni. Chicken Alfredo.
Won't you pick me too?
Give me that meatball.
Tony Soprano.
Tony Soprano.
Are you just listening to Italian things? And what is your guys' Funky Town story? Is it at all appropriate for this podcast?
Can we? It's up to Danny at this point.
No.
That's how you know it's a good story, when they refuse
yes?
to tell it.
Well, Danny refuses. I'm an open book.
No.
I'm an open book. Why are you saying
I'm
like
an open mic. And no, I tell, look, I'm open to everybody.
Listen,
I'm with.
The funky,
and all obligations I have.
We all made a pact on that Metro North subway platform that day that we would never speak about what happened.
That's fair. The door's open, so I don't want you yelling about it too much.
Oh, we did it, my mama.
As we shredded our tickets and sprinkled them into the snowy Metro North.
Can I just ask, what is Funky Town?
No, it was just a recurring song. Of a night of adventure.
It was the you know when you've seen any war movie, it could be Mad Max, it could be Braveheart.
You see, like
they
Vietnam,
had a drummer boy.
You see, like Vietnam movies, is Fortunate Son.
Is it a party? Were you at a rave?
No. It's literally the drummer boy.
That's all we can say, man. That's it.
It's the drummer boy.
You just got to keep going, man. There's no funky
in
stuff.
The Civil War, they had 14-year-olds just drumming, just hyping up the guys to die.
Yeah.
Funky Town was our drummer boy.
Were you allowed to shoot that guy?
Yes, you were. That guy was all game. That guy was open game. Drummer boys are open game.
He's giving you bad info. You were not supposed to shoot the drummers.
No, you do. Yeah, who didn't get shot?
No, because the drummers did not get shot often.
The flautist?
There was a mutual respect.
The flautist? No, there was no... What? A musician's respect?
No.
Oh, that boy drums good.
If both armies are showing up with full drum lines...
Now we shoot them.
There was respect between both armies to not shoot the drum lines.
That never happened. That never happened.
Does that guy get drafted? Does he get PTSD?
Yo, you hear that there's in England. I bet he did have
drummer boy.
PTSD didn't exist back then.
They didn't shoot me, man. I was supposed to die with my brothers.
Also, why would you pick an instrument that sounds so much like gunshots?
I'll shoot the motherfucker right away. Are you kidding me?
But
imagine like boot camp for them.
It's just drumline. It's just the movie.
Everyone's dead, just a drummer boy. Hey, where are they? You just shoot his hand.
I keep
you shoot his right hand. Boom.
Just the drummer comes back by himself.
What's your favorite hand to drum with?
After they lose the fight, it's just the drummer comes back alone. They're like,
anyway.
Oh, shit, it's just the drummer. Oh, God.
Oh, we made a mistake. It's the drummer, but look, he's bleeding out.
Oh, God. Dave, we did not do good out there.
Here it is.
He drums in Morse code to tell him information.
Just holding dog tags.
He's just playing SOS on the drums. Here it is, your song of the week.
Why did they shoot with those guns, too? They took like half an hour to reload.
Yeah, you seen that movie.
That's why the drummers weren't getting shot, because if it takes a minute to reload your gun, you're not going to waste your shot on a drummer.
Why would you have so much class during war? Like, I would not.
They used to wear like full cummerbunds.
Yeah, it's stupid.
And like big hats.
It's like Pokemon. You shoot, and then you pick your fight, and then it takes a while to attack. Back sometimes in the day, it was Pokemon.
Sometimes you have to do a move so powerful that you have to load up.
Yeah, you have to load up. Yeah. You wait a turn, you take a hit.
Yeah.
Yo, Civil War was Pokemon.
War was really stupid.
I respect
four like guns.
I respect the Vietnamese and the way they fought.
Dude,
absolutely.
They used to dig fucking pits with sticks and you fall. And
crazy.
The sticks covered in shit. So now you're wounded and it gets infected with shit.
War used to be RPG.
What? It
used to be turn-based.
Role-player game?
No, it used to be turn-based combat.
Turn-based combat.
Yeah.
Anyway, Song of the Week.
Here it is, your Song of the Week, Sometimes, by Hattie Rax off the unreleased Rax TV mixtape.
When is it coming out?
Oh, tell drop me, when is it coming out?
¿Qué es eso, Terco, eh?
Vuelvela. Eso, Hattie Rax.
Sometimes life don't give you what you want, not cause you don't deserve it, but maybe because you deserve more. Sometimes we be undermining ourselves. My cousin Bill said, do it now, cause sometimes later on might not come.
Yo, sometimes I'm in the struggle, sometimes I'm doing good. Sometimes I'm in the burbs, sometimes I'm in the hood. Sometimes I'll be happy, sometimes I'm sad. Sometimes I wanna clap a nigga, not give him a pass. Sometimes I wanna kill all rats. Sometimes I gotta remind myself that they still all rats. Sometimes me and my baby moms be going to war. Sometimes I don't even be knowing what it be for. Sometimes I wish heaven had a number to call, so I can stay in contact with the people I lost. Most time my guard's up, sometimes I trust niggas. Sometimes I show love, sometimes it's fuck niggas. Sometimes I wish corrupt money would've got a deal. Sometimes I wish the industry love was all real. This time I wish my soldiers didn't die in the field. Sometimes I wish Kobe never fought with Shaquille.
Sometimes
for real.
I wanna cry and pray. Sometimes I'm on
tilt. Just to reiterate to the listeners, everything that's been happening this episode is gonna die after this episode. So we're murdering.
That's not how it works.
We're killing
the segments
them.
Do die.
Yes. They're dead. Everything's happening dead.
Song of the Week dies?
Producer Pete?
Song of the Week might get to stay.
Might get to stay?
I think the Song of the Week should be the intro. So, should be the new intro.
So there's a whole new format, ladies and gentlemen. And Producer Pete thinks most of it should die. Well, literally 95-98% of it should die. So he's killing it.
I would replace the hosts if I could.
So to New York, what?
Megan JD?
Oh, that's not bad. I would listen to that. I would listen to that.
New
podcast.
York Classic Moments is now dead.
Never unless
again.
We decide
game
to
of
do
the,
one
Game
today.
Of the Week is dead.
Sports Minute is dead.
Evergreens are dead.
It's New Beginnings. Relax.
Game of the week is dead. Now we're going to play our last ever game of the week. What game do
it's
we
gonna
have
It's
going
to be
today?
Something better.
Look, we're going to put a poll up on the Instagram if you listen to this. We're going to put it when you listen to it. Let us know you listen to it, and then we'll put a poll up, okay?
What would the poll be?
Game of the week, yes or no?
Save me this cupcake. I want this one. Nobody
you just eat it. Bitch.
Or you can just take
I
it.
I want it for later. Do I have to lick
don't
it?
Don't touch these hold four on, hold on. Cupcakes.
I just wanted one.
Winner now, gets the cupcake. Winner of the game gets the cupcake Danny wanted.
Yeah, I like it. And guess what? If I win, I'm throwing it in the trash.
I'll step on it. I'll step on it. All right, winner of the game gets the cupcake that Danny wanted.
Oh, yeah. I'm eating that shit.
You're on, motherfucker.
I'm eating that shit. I'm eating that shit.
I didn't get to have a cupcake.
Man, fuck you.
Hey, better win the game, bitch.
I wanted a cupcake from Mandy.
That's what you get, Fox News, Danny. How about that?
We're starting the game. Who are the contestants? Is Ming's in it or no?
Ming is not in it. Well, Ming can be in it, but he's not going to stand a chance.
You sure? Why?
Because this week's game is... Bad Business Jeopardy.
Okay, I get it.
I love Jeopardy.
That's why.
It's more of just a basic trivia. You don't have to answer in a question. There's no board. But we've got 11 questions.
What is a Danny?
Ming should be the board.
Ming, you're the board.
Yeah. It's funny because he has no idea. Okay. And you should ask, if you don't know if the answer's right or wrong, just ask Ming.
And for no reason, the number of question that it is the amount of points you get per question. There's 11 questions, so the last question will be worth the most points.
Oh, so I can win.
Yeah, anyone can win.
It's anyone's game.
It's really anybody's game. So, and I don't think...
Wait,
There's a few of them that you're not going to answer right at all.
How do you just yell the answer?
You got to raise your hand. And yell beep. You raise your hand and...
There's a lot going on audio-wise.
Beep! Yeah, raise your hand.
Beep, beep, beep.
No, raise your hand
beep.
Say your name.
So you have a category?
That's dumb.
Do you have
that's
categories?
What they do on Ebro in the morning. Are they dumb?
They don't right? They wait. There's no video. They don't raise their hand. They just say the name.
We're raising our hands so I can watch. And for the video, we have video in here.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out Ming Fai Chen. Ming Fai Chen. Ming Fai Chen. Ming Fai Chen. Okay. Question number one.
RIP Alex Trebek.
What was our first ever game?
Something about states. Presidents. States.
Wrong,
nah,
right?
That was like second or third.
The first one was...
I don't think anyone's going to get this one.
It wasn't the sentences. I can't.
It wasn't a good game.
Wait. Was it the one with the... you got to write amount of words in
that's
a matter of time?
That was sentences. Mm. That's what I was thinking. It was a good one.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was one of the best
don't
games.
You fuck, don't you fuck no, on me. Don't you
do fuck on me.
The first ever game was simply to list things that did not exist in the year 1850.
Oh, yeah, it was.
What the fuck?
I said telephone and shit. Yeah. I remember that. Okay.
Question number two. And remember, don't say beep. Say your name. Who was our first ever guest?
Bro.
Daddy.
No, he didn't say
Kyle.
He put his hand up. You didn't put your hand up.
You just say your
Kyle.
Name.
I'm watching for hands.
Kyle.
God
Kyle,
damn it.
Also known as?
The test guest.
That's fucked up shit. Okay.
To see if we could have guests. And, you know, that's fine.
2 points for Danny.
2 points for Danny. Question number three.
Well, this whiskey is fucking nuts.
It's taking you on a whirlwind?
Dude, it's cold and it's fucking hot
Let me
at
see.
The same time.
Let me see it.
Hey, enjoy.
Yeah.
What is the capital of New Jersey?
Oh, me. Oh. Barack. Trenton. I learned my lesson.
You learned something on the show.
I have.
Barack with 3 points.
You know what I can't believe about New Jersey?
What?
The Bruce Springsteen got a DUI in New Jersey. How do you pull over Bruce Springsteen and give him a DUI?
Well, that's a different discussion. We should talk
New
about
New Jersey.
This. We had a long conversation about this.
How dare... Who's the cop that arrested Bruce Springsteen?
Was it when he was famous already?
Yes!
Dude, it's Bruce Springsteen!
Yes! Very recently.
Hey, Bruce Springsteen's
a baby.
You
don't pull over Bruce Springsteen for drug driving and give him a DUI.
Especially not New Jersey.
No! What you do is you call for backup and you make a convoy and you surround his car and you
Danny,
make sure he gets home safely.
Danny, let's...
Danny.
Let's elaborate more on this after the game.
All right, yeah,
I would love to talk about that.
Okay.
Give me your cup. I'll give you a little sippeth.
All right. Next question. Fox News Danny, because I want Bruce Springsteen to make it home safe. Okay.
Because you said the cops should come and save
him. And I'm proud to be an American.
You tuck Bruce Springsteen in a bed. And you give him a Gatorade.
You were going to say get a convoy.
No, you give him a Gatorade and you fucking.
And a sandwich. A
question.
Forehead kiss. Good
number
night.
Four.
Good night, boss.
And it's a two-parter, so there's two opportunities for
points.
Points. One, what is the capital of New York?
Barack. Me.
Daniel.
Albany.
Correct. And what did you guys think it was? And it is the name of an episode.
Barack. Me.
Fuck. Albany. No.
And
fuck.
He thought it was
Connecticut.
Incorrect.
I thought I was going to, I said my name a couple times.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Danny said Buffalo. What?
Yes, it was. Mm. You guys thought it was Buffalo.
Not you guys. I got the answer right.
Yeah, you got it right. So you just got 8 points. So
I'm
you
the
have
best at this game.
You have 11. Danny has two. JD's not
how does
on
he
the
have
board.
11?
Because that
JD
was the
doesn't
fourth
have to
question
answer anything
he got
and
two
tie it up
right.
with me at the end if he wants.
It's Liddy.
And you a fart.
And I'm number five.
And shit, you a fart.
What was the name of the rapper that Austin Sauer called on the phone call?
Barack.
Danny. Frank Vibes.
I didn't know that. I just said my name.
Good Frank Vibes. Game. That was a great episode. Shout out Austin Sauer.
Shout out Frank. Question Vibes. Six. What city is Frank Vibes
from? Brock. Me.
Go ahead.
Chicago.
Incorrect.
Danny. Fucking Frank Vibes was from.
You just. Why didn't she just.
Virginia?
I think it was either from the
JD, do you want to guess? It's from the Midwest. I'll give you that.
I think the Lions.
He was the closest.
Where the Lions were. Are these
it's a city that people don't think about because they lost their football team.
Oh, Wash. No, it's not.
Oh, Washington?
No.
Oh.
Cleve.
Frank Vibes was from St. Louis.
St. Louis.
What the fuck is really? He doing around us?
He was. He's never been around us. We've never met Frank Fives.
It's the power of IG.
We should all chip Instagram. In for a ticket.
This was all started was by all... Drewski's.
Yo.
Heard you.
All right. Before we go to the next question, Bad Business, we should chip in for a one-way ticket for Frank Fives. So we just give him a trip.
And do what?
It would cost us all
I don't
like,
know. We'll
it would cost
it
us all like $50.
You want to not even.
So you want to start a proxy war with Austin Sauer?
No. We just bring him and then.
You should bring him to the Bronx.
And then eventually slowly bring him to the projects that Austin is from.
Parkside.
He's from Allison.
Do you think Austin would even remember?
No.
You think you're the shit,
bitch?
Not even a fart.
Fart.
We have content on deck. We could just do shit. Anyway, go ahead.
Question number seven. It is a... Brock has 11. Danny has 7. JD is not on the board yet. It's number seven. On the wrestling-themed episode, what were your wrestling names?
Brock.
Daniel.
No, Danny.
You have to do your hand.
Fine, it's names only now because he's raising his hand and you're just saying your name.
I'm saying Danny.
Brock goes, okay.
Mr. Everywhere and Chlamydia.
That was good. Yes. I was Mr. Everywhere. I forgot.
Yeah. And you were just Chlamydia. I remember being mad at you for not being that creative.
Mr. Everywhere.
Mr. Everywhere was very creative. But just Chlamydia.
Just Chlamydia. Chlamydia!
Can't get rid of it.
And his special is to clap you.
Can't get rid of me.
Danny is up by 3.
Oh, the clap. You just...
Yeah, it is slap.
We have 4 to me, questions left.
Over the
JD,
weekend.
You still could win because...
I know.
All right.
He's waiting for the last questions to play.
Number 8. What episode number was the Ramadan pizza party?
Barack.
Danny.
Danny. JD.
I gotta say my name and raise my hand.
Just say your name. The raising your hand's confusing everyone.
I'm gonna say 15 through.
Nope. And it's just the pizza party episode.
I don't know.
And JD goes next, and I'll warn you, he's incredibly close.
Wait, what number you said?
That's bad.
I don't remember. I do remember, but I don't.
Can I go?
JD's got to answer.
Oh, I got to answer. 12?
Nope.
13.
God damn it.
No.
Oh.
8 no, points are off the board.
It was episode number 16.
Fuck.
Question number 9. 3 questions left. When Barack was in Vegas for episode 19. When Barack was in Vegas for episode 19, who popped in for the episode?
Barack.
Danny.
Barack. No, I said, yo, it's not
fine.
No,
crazy.
He's not doing his hands. Camillo.
Yeah, he said
I told
no hands.
You not to use the hands.
I Camillo. Said Barack.
It's Camillo.
That's not fair.
9 points to Barack.
You can go back to the audio.
9 points to Barack.
9 points to Danny. I get you guys mixed up.
You go back to audio. I said my name first. All right.
It's crazy that Camillo popped on for a minute.
That's crazy. I got pissed.
He's above us. Number 10. Question number 10. What is the name of our most downloaded episode?
Barack.
Danny.
The first episode.
Danny.
Incorrect.
I don't know the exact name. It's the one where we had all those creatives on.
Good job.
Oh, shit. I know you're talking about.
What's the name? Anyone who gets the name of the episode?
Mexican Pizza Party.
No, it was Ramadan Pizza Party. It was not the Mexican Pizza Party. You guys are
it wasn't Bronx Brewery?
Prada Poo and Friends.
It was Prada Pow.
Pow.
Prada Poo.
Pow.
Pow O'Tones and the other guy.
Ghetto Friends.
But what was the name of the episode?
Lovers and Friends.
Do I get half credits for knowing which one it was?
The name of the episode was Migo Movement.
Yes, it was.
Fire.
Yeah, I knew you guys would knew that.
Well, I get some credit. Mm-hmm. I knew which one it was.
You got no credit. And JD could tie it. The person who gets the answer right will have the opportunity for bonus points. And so that means there's a total of 18 points on the table right now. How many, question number 11, how many places have we recorded? And if you get it right, you can list all the places for extra points. JD said JD first.
Five?
Incorrect.
Fuck.
Barack? Six.
Incorrect.
Fuck.
Okay.
What? Are you counting right?
Yes.
Does this include the offices?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's what I assumed. It's boom, boom, boom.
Come on, you're very close.
I would say seven.
Correct. And for bonus points.
Rucker Park, this office, the old office.
Oh, fuck.
Okay.
God damn
the,
it.
That show that, what was it? The Who's Next?
There you go.
Blue Midtown.
Yeah, that's Blue Midtown, Who's Next? So that's four places.
Oh, I forgot about one. That's where you get that one. Oh.
All right, your window has closed.
Oh, your
Can
apartment.
I go? Can I go?
Your apartment.
Yep.
And
yeah, right, you're done.
I'm fine. Can I go? With that.
Okay, finish him. If I finish him,
you can get
you don't get to steal.
Two remaining.
I am stealing.
No, you get
the two
remaining.
You already won by a lot.
Yeah. Here you go.
Can you get the two extra?
So, well,
give me my fucking cupcake.
Puma?
Yep.
Puma.
Oh, I didn't know about
and,
Puma.
And then I had it in my head. Oh, Bronx Brewery.
Yes.
Yeah. Obviously.
Holy shit. I was wrong, so that takes away his 7 points.
What do you mean
that takes away his 11
oh,
points?
Oh, there's one more?
Because I forgot Bronx Brewery. There is one more.
Okay, and the third one?
Too late. He's eating it.
Yeah, he gets the cupcake. He's still going to win.
No.
The last one would be
the Zoomapalooza.
Oh,
that's a trick question.
So old office, new office, Zoom, Rucker, Puma, my apartment, Blue Midtown, and Bronx Brewery. That was a great job for our final game of the week.
And now the game of the week is dead forever. Kill
Insert
it.
Gunshots here. And our final bad business segment is Blackwater. Blackwater is a private military organization that often assists the CIA on assassinations and illegal acts of war in places that America doesn't want the world to
know about.
That
was already a bad business.
No, we didn't do Blackwater.
Are you thinking of BlackRock?
No, Blackwater. They were hired by the American government to protect government buildings after Hurricane Katrina and killed civilians. Wait. They committed war crimes in Iraq.
I have a lot of questions.
And continue to get rich off of taxpayer money, profiting off of death.
Producer Pete.
Yes.
Okay. Did they exist before they were hired by the American government?
Yeah. They're a private mercenary military.
Sick shit. So that means me, you, and Danny Yeah, oh, we're fucking mercenaries for hire. We could die.
We could join BlackRock. You.
No. We make our own. Because obviously BlackRock just did their thing.
Yeah.
Blackwater.
But you need to have like government ties.
So first of all, us three, we'd be like, we'll die. We want to die. We will fucking kill.
Like become expendables?
Pretty much.
We could be expendables.
Can we become expendables?
Can
we make our own expendables, the bad business guests?
What do you mean?
To just go start trouble.
Just like cause problems throughout the city?
No, solve them, actually.
Solve
the world. The world.
All right.
The world.
It's our 50th episode. Could I ask you a serious question to end out the show?
Sure.
End out. I want to talk about Bruce Springsteen, DUI.
All right, get to it. Do that, and then I'll handle the final segment.
So, look, before we get into DUI, Bruce Springsteen.
Before Bruce Springsteen, DUI?
No, it goes along with it. My best friend's dad is a cop, and he always talked to me about stopping a Yankee. He's a motorcycle cop in Westchester, and they will always stop like, oh, it'd be Mariano Rivera. It was Yankee Prime.
The fuck?
Mariano.
Every time.
Bernie Williams.
They had drugs in the car?
No, not even drugs.
They didn't even check the car.
It'd just be like, they didn't check the car? No, it would just be like, obviously, like, yo, he's lit tonight.
Yeah.
Right? And these guys would be girls.
You're going to search Mariano Rivera's car?
Key point was, you want some tickets? Key point.
Make this go away.
Key point. Yankee lit.
Yankee lit?
When you think fucking primetime Yankees.
Gary Jeter, Mariano, Corey Lytle, fucking everybody.
No, Corey Lytle.
He crashed his helicopter into a skyscraper.
It's a bunch.
It's like you can't arrest
Jose Rivera.
You can't just go around arresting your hometown heroes. Some people gotta get a pass.
He would say to us, because I was a big baseball fan at the time. I was a little boy. I wanted to be the first Arab Yankee. That was my goal in life.
Have there been no Arab Yankees?
He wanted to be a Bronx.
There was a Muhammad.
He wanted to be a Bronx bomber.
I didn't think.
All right, Danny. Congratulations.
I don't think about it as much as you do.
Anyway, I'm from the Bronx, so being a Yankee is like the fucking the pinnacle of being anything in the life.
That's true.
If you're from the Bronx, being a Yankee is like being the king of the world.
Unfortunately, it's not true if you're a Knicks player. You know what they do to Knicks players?
That's another question.
There was a Knicks player. What was his name? I can't remember his fucking name now.
So this is where you're cutting too. You're
the fuck
slicing,
is going on in the Bronx?
You're slicing the cake too fast. I remember the conversation. So me and Danny, we're talking about this in a car ride home. Because I told him that my best friend's dad would just let these Yankees go. And then he said, who would not get away with it? And I was like, oh, Knicks players. And then he started naming off Knicks players.
Nets players especially wouldn't get away with it.
You have to make this seem a lot more organic than you are. You're over here like, we had the conversation and it went like this.
I wasn't even there.
Yeah, but that's life.
Hey, stop being a dick.
I'm not.
Get to it.
Anyway.
Execute.
So...
Oh, you're mad I took off Take Me Out to the Movies.
Yeah, I love that. Anyway, so...
He said, play that shit.
Yeah,
so play me some Pippin, man.
We were talking. I was like, yo, Yankee players can get away with anything. And then Danny brought up, who wouldn't get away with shit? Mm. And I was like, Knicks players? This would be... Because you can't rely on the Knicks on anything.
Now you can. They're good now. But there was a Knicks player, Cleanthony Early.
Was
his name. So he got robbed.
Yeah, we talked about this on last episode.
We did?
Yes.
No way.
Yes, we did.
No way.
I promise you we did.
I think he knows.
I was there and I edited.
Yeah.
Yeah, they pulled him out of his Uber and they shot him in the knee.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Get to the boss.
Oh, Bruce Springsteen. You can't do that. You can't arrest Bruce Springsteen.
Anyway.
And the story, that's
where the conversation went to. He was like, oh, well, you know, in Jersey, they stopped Bruce Springsteen and they gave him the rough time, you know.
You would be...
Man! You know what's funny? This song is not a USA cheer song.
You'd be like a pariah in any police station if you arrest Bruce Springsteen in New Jersey.
You go back to the station...
Look at this fucking piece of shit.
I just arrested Bruce Springsteen. As a Jersey cop, you think these motherfuckers is gonna be happy with what you did?
You're outcast. You're ostracized.
That's like arresting
your career is down the drain.
That's like being in the army and going to Afghanistan or Iraq or Gaza and shooting a fucking eagle.
Your desk duty for the rest of your
you're
life.
You're fucking a shithead.
That's like their pope.
You handcuffed the eagle, bro.
It's only got wings. How'd you even
do that? How'd you handcuff for an eagle,
now,
bro?
Now Bruce Springsteen needs to do DUI classes.
It's done.
Lawyer fees, which now, is not
now. Blah, private blah. Driver.
Happened. Private drive. Oh shit.
He's probably he can't drive for a while. His license suspended.
He can't
suspended.
Drive ever.
Oh, they took his license.
And guess
away.
What?
That's just DUI. That's just how it goes.
50 years of bad business.
All right, he's ready to sign off.
No.
We've got a couple things to get to. We've got to turn off the Bruce. He had a couple sips of whiskey.
He got me excited. I'm sorry.
Bruce
Springsteen. Oh, my God. He killed. Oh, yeah, this is why. Yeah. Okay.
I swear.
He drank more, too. He drank champagne. He drank a seltzer.
He was at bar.
I didn't have champagne.
He had a bar. No. He was at a bar.
You didn't have
champagne.
I poured you champagne.
I did not drink champagne. I swear to God.
We all drink champagne.
You're
what do you mean?
A liar for fun.
My drink?
The liar
that,
for
it's
fun.
It's empty because you drank it.
You just finger fucked the shit
you're
out of that cup.
Sick freak. I didn't like that.
Yeah, I like you.
All right, two things. Two things.
He said, what? It's dry.
We got two segments before we get off the show.
Oh, more. Let's go. I love bad business.
One.
Oh, shit. He's reaching his ultimate form.
Last night, a man.
I remember him.
A man 10 minutes from where I grew up beheaded his father on live stream.
Yeah,
he called him.
You know him?
I don't know him, but he's 10 minutes.
He called
from
him a traitor to his country and said
he
would
burn
in hell.
He said that his dad was a liberal and that it was his dad's fault because of Joe Biden and the immigrants. Beheaded his father on YouTube, posted a picture of him holding his dad's severed
you're
head.
Lying.
On Facebook.
No, I didn't know it went that far.
Yeah. He said that
I couldn't look
I
at
did
this
not
stuff.
Know it went that far,
everyone
bro.
He said
you have the link?
His dad
it's
would
everywhere.
Burn
it's
in
everywhere.
The deepest send
the link.
Pits of
I'm
hell.
So look.
You're
look,
a sick fuck.
What?
Look.
You're
a sick fuck.
I could send it to you.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's everywhere.
Bad business. We have a group chat and we text stories to each other and then we talk about it.
It's probably like all over Facebook.
I did not know that it was live streamed and also posted.
He posted a video of him being like, hey, I beheaded my dad because
he's
this
in the
reason,
deepest pits of hell.
And you watch so much
if
shit
you betray
on,
your country, you go to the darkest pits of hell
you
for
watch
eternity.
So much shit on the internet. The guy starts the video being like, hey, because of Joe Biden and because of immigration, I beheaded my dad. And then he keeps talking. And then he reaches down and holds his dad's head up.
It's wrapped in plastic.
It's wrapped in plastic.
Oh, sorry. Okay. He didn't show it.
It's clear plastic.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say. I don't know what to say.
Well, I just wanted to share it because it's bad business.
That's bad business.
You guys are always bringing up stuff like this.
No, not like
you
this.
You tell us not to bring up stuff like this.
The one time you push the envelope, they're like, whoa.
Not like this.
No. You don't tell us to bring it. No, the thing is, it throws me off.
Speak of one. What do you feel?
He sent the fucking citizen report, the app. Mm-hmm. Man beheaded, whatever. And it was just.
No, I don't have citizen. I ain't no bitch. That was a Twitter post.
All right. He sent the Twitter post.
I love
post
citizen.
He's
fuck
not
that
a bitch.
Fox News Danny. Of course you love citizen.
No, it's entertaining.
There's a black guy near my house.
That's not what citizen does at all.
Hey, guess what? 50 years. 50 years.
No, look, so when there was the 2020 riots and there was all the looting and stuff in the Bronx, I stood home that night and I was just on Citizen watching everything. It was so much fun.
Fox News Danny.
How is that?
Well, guess what? 50.
All right.
50 episodes. 50, not 50
years.
50 years
of bad business.
I'm not a Republican.
This is Disney business. We are Disney.
I thought you had another segment.
We are the Walt Disney's
he closing
of
out.
Podcast.
He's not drunk. Closing out. We're letting him think he's closing out.
Okay. We are the Walt Disney's of podcast.
Talk your shit.
We are the George Lopez of podcast.
Brock, reel it in, Brock. Reel it in.
We are the George Lopez.
Danny, don't let Danny hate
we are the Daddy Yankees of podcast.
Reel it in, buddy.
Who else are we?
Francie, the guy that made Despacito.
We're the Franz Ferdinand of podcast.
We're the Franz Ferdinand podcast. Whoever made Despacito.
Justin
Bieber.
It's not Don Omar.
No, it wasn't Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber?
Yeah,
he not was featured.
Don Omar?
But we are that guy in podcasts. And you know what? Fuck it. Taylor Swift. Congratulations on your Super Bowl ring.
Thank you.
She does get a Super Bowl ring.
And Barack brings up a good point. I want to close out the 50th episode.
They said she's brought in $300 million worth of revenue.
I believe it.
To the NFL.
It's Taylor Swift.
She's a fucking hottie on AI.
Huh? Excuse me?
Oh, the AI that's going to get in trouble?
What? What?
You know, they're making like AI laws now because of Taylor Swift deepfake nudes, AI.
The Swifties are doing that.
Are they nudes?
It's not her.
It's like, nudes?
It's like lewd.
You want to see?
It's just very vulgar.
I'll show you at the strip club we go to after this.
Whoa,
50 years of bad business.
Sir.
We're 50 not going years to the moon. Ah! We're going to the moon. We're going to expendables.
What's the last segment?
The last segment is simple, wholesome fun. What has been your favorite moment or your favorite part of doing 50 years of bad business?
The thing is, throughout the years, look, with the opportunity we've got, I think the best thing we have done is give, literally all our guests have been close friends of ours.
No, they haven't.
Shut the fuck up, okay?
Christ.
Please, give me a minute.
A lot of strangers that we just let come on the show.
Yeah, for you, for you.
Nyasia Chanel is your friend.
That's my fucking best friend.
Okay.
Nyasia Chanel, I love you.
The guy that spins the basketballs.
That guy?
That guy hated me. Superstar hated me.
Ricky does not like you.
I asked him the bad business segment, and he was like, you son of a bitch.
Funny thing.
I'm not talking no bad. Like, he was like.
He doesn't like negativity. Well, he thought I was setting him up.
Well, you know what's crazy? After he said to you, he looked at me and kissed me in my cheek.
He does. Everybody loves Brock.
Yeah, people.
It's a hate love relationship. That's
50 years of doing this,
50
man.
Years.
I just realized, like,
we started this 50 years ago.
And
19.
I don't know about you guys, but we look great.
What was that, 1970s?
It's the Cetaphil.
1974.
My favorite moment is
right after hip hop got started.
When we were at the Puma store and we were playing the new 2K and I fell down the staircase.
Oh. You fell down the bleachers?
Yeah. That's my favorite moment because that was my worst moment. And you know what? I'm not even saying my worst moment.
But no, Puma, yours is the best.
Falling into
your
the
worst
car?
Drunk. We can talk about it. It's in the last minutes of the episode. No one's going to get this far.
Oh, when he got belligerent drunk?
I got fucking so drunk the first day at Rucker. I got fucking fucked.
and you got so drunk.
I had to drive him home.
He smashed his head into his car so hard it left a mark.
I have a dent in my car.
Shit.
And he was refusing to not drive, so I had to pick him up and throw him in the back seat.
He tied me up on top of my roof.
You know what's crazy? I couldn't figure
like
out
a Christmas tree.
I couldn't figure out how to turn on his headlights, so I had to drive him home with no headlights on the highway.
Shut up.
Yeah. Danny was also
drunk. I
couldn't
figure out how to turn off the highway.
No, he was not.
Danny was drunk.
I wasn't drunk.
That was all bad. But that was bad.
I will say, I think some of the most wholesome moments.
I didn't even drink that
at
day.
The Puma store.
You were going crazy. I wanted to stay professional. I didn't drink.
Puma store might be one of the heights of what we've done because that guy you like, Emery.
Yeah,
Emery.
Jesus boy, Emery Jones.
He said he liked us, which was incredible.
Emery's big. You know who Emery
is? Said he.
No,
Emery's big.
Emery said that he loves bad business. He loves bad.
Yo, that's
business.
Like
hit him up.
He loves came, our he, fucking so energy.
Let's give him a
he
Batty
brought
Award.
The energy to the Puma we'll event.
So yo, y'all got invited by Emery Jones to do Puma?
No. We got invited.
Pretty much.
I don't even.
Yeah.
Can I be honest? I have no idea why we were there.
I don't know.
You have no idea how you got into Puma.
I don't remember. It was Rock Nation.
We're a bad business.
Oh, Big D. Big D, the weatherman.
Big D.
Big D is a friend of the
podcast. I love Big D.
Yeah. We had four Rock Nation artists on the podcast that day. We were the main attraction on the second floor.
You know what my favorite moment there was? When we started talking to Ruben Vincent. And,
I was talking about the...
And he thought it was like a regular like press interview, and then we started cursing and saying wild shit. I remember his face when he looked back at his boy like, yo... what are they saying right now? Like
no,
like what?
Hold on. My favorite moment of the press, I mean the Puma the Puma Day was it's a big cloud event. All these fancy folks around, all these rappers, Rock Nation, Puma, Russell Peters, Emery, all these fucking people are there. Us three are in their soccer simulation.
Soccer simulation dark room.
Dark room. It's a dark room where it's like
it's a cell.
They
dodgeball.
Throwing basketballs and volleyballs and soccer balls just at each other and laughing.
Dude.
Just laughing maniacally like little kids.
A soccer ball deflated is heavier than a regular ball.
What are you talking about?
We're playing dodgeball with kicking.
It's a kicking.
Whap. We're kicking it.
It's a room this big.
Full on kicking it.
And I did one of my most impressive feats ever. I kick the ball directly at you. You throw it at me. I kick the ball directly at Danny's phone and knock it out of his hand.
Twice.
I didn't even mean to. But
great.
Puma, Rucker Park, the Bronx Brewery Connection, even the love that we've gotten from our coworkers that started off the show, the hate that we've gotten from the executives at this company that are now fired.
Oh, shit. He's pulling Megan Thee Stallion.
We stand on our enemies, first of all. We just want to tell our listeners, look, your New Year's resolutions are they're not resolutions.
He's drunk.
They're fucking dreams.
Let him talk. Let him cook.
Dream high, baby girl.
He's drunk because he starts saying
let him cook.
Fucking a lot. It's like
you not know you're drunk?
It's so like a pause word.
So what was your favorite moment throughout the 50 years?
He looks disgusting.
Both of you give a real moment throughout the 50 years.
Yeah, my favorite moment? The first episode.
The phone call.
Just knocked down my whole.
Phone call. Norwegian Cruise Line story.
I had so much fun the day of the phone call. I was crying, laughing.
That was episode 8.
I was having so much fun, and I had a moment there where I was like, oh my God, if we could make money off of this somehow, I will be the happiest I have ever been in my life.
You want to hear my favorite episode
ever? We still
ever?
Haven't made money,
my favorite
but we'll
time,
get there.
The Borg episode.
Oh my God.
The Borg episode was the best episode ever.
How did we do a Borg episode and it wasn't the episode that Danny was the drunkest on?
Yeah, right?
I think because I started drinking that day that I was the drunkest because I was angry at life.
Go ahead, Ming.
What's your favorite episode?
The best moment was when I first got on.
Yeah!
Ming Fai Chen!
Ming Fai Chen! Ming Fai Chen!
And we Fai Chen! That is how we end 50 years of bad business. No.
And continued.
Another 50 more.
We got another 50 more.
50 years
another 50.
Of bad business. My name is Producer Pete.
I'm Danny. And listen, stay on the lookout. We got some shit coming up, all right?
I'm Baghdaddy Barack, the Iron Sheik, the motherfucker, the big boy, the fucking motherfucker.
And 10-time guest.
Woo!
JD in the motherfucking house.
Sixth man
y'all
of the year.
Y'all keep motherfucking listening to bad
business.
Can we
talk about the baddies? Is it too soon to talk about the baddies?
The baddies have been talked about. You were just very drunk.
We had two more.
Oh, yeah. Remember? And?
And the one and only Ming Fai Chen.
Yeah! Ming Fai Chen! Ming Fai Chen! Ming Fai Chen!
Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Red Man, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!